recording.
So am I.
Oh, good. Happy Cinco de Mayo!
People are going to lose their minds out here, I think, today.
Really?
I think, all the protests are going to, amp. I mean, it's no secret. People in California, everyone loves an excuse to drink and appropriate someone else's culture. So, Cinco de Mayo is popular everywhere. But, man, in Southern California, do people fucking go for it. Some places, everybody goes out on St. Patrick's Day, but some cities go a little harder.
Yeah.
That's all of Southern California on Cinco de Mayo. So people are going to be not happy that they have to get drunk at home.
It's so weird. I mean, I get it. I understand the urge to be even today, this morning, my sleep was fucked. Dude, my Fitbit tracker, I slept. I'll be having nights where I sleep straight through and it's good. Last night, I slept. I went to bed early and I think I was so excited. I was I'm excited. I'm going to bed early. I got a lot done. I can't wait to wake up tomorrow. But I think I was so excited about having had such a productive day and being in bed early
you just didn't sleep.
That after 4 hours of sleep, I woke up and I knew I hit REM because I had insane dreams. But I woke up around 4 o'clock this morning, wide awake. And I just kind of looked around my apartment. My cat was taking up the whole bed and my sleep tracker shows that I slept as if I was on an airplane. When it doesn't even give you the amount of times that you slept. It just says 5 times restless, 15 times awake. And you're like, well, I guess I can.
Yeah.
But so today, once I panic, slept, got up, before we started recording, I was it's this anxiety where I'm only allowed out once a day. I don't want to waste it. Now I'm okay, first of all, that's not true. We don't need to be crazy. Put on a mask and gloves. So I put on boots and jeans and walked to go get a pastry. And it was really nice. And I had this thought where I kind of got a little bit shit. I was I wish I could fucking sit outside in the sun and eat this. So I feel it a little bit with people wanting to go to a bar and get really drunk. To this, I was kind of agitated earlier.
It's that's... Well, we also saw the protests in Huntington Beach last week, which we talked about with some of you guys.
Yeah.
On the Patreon. But, dude, it's people are mad. It's the second you're affected. And we've talked about this before. But, people here in Southern are looking at protests in Michigan to reopen. And they're fuck these. Look at these fucking idiots. How irresponsible. But then you close the beaches. And people are what the? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
This is fascism. I'm a goddamn fascist.
I'm a goddamn American.
It's because now that you can't surf, now you're open up the country.
Well, and it's a weird, it's a weird thing because these are adults. And so I don't know if they were not raised with rules because even for example, today, and fucking all of us, we all want to go outside. I've been having dreams that I'm just at the gym.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's like when I cut sugar out, I used to have dreams that I was just at a cake buffet in Vegas. Just oh, look at all these cakes. But I'm dreaming about going to the gym, which is fucking lame. It's we all want to do stuff, but it's the same reason that you don't just get to eat ice cream from the second you wake up until you go to sleep. I mean, you can, but you're going to have health problems. It's you want to do something.
Your tummy's going to hurt.
Right. So it's you want to do something, but just because we want to do something doesn't mean we get to do something. It's the weirdest thing to watch people. It's yeah, it would be fucking nice, but we can't because there's a weird virus going around. So
no, see, I think that's a great example. You want to eat ice cream every day, but you don't because you know that you'd get a tummy ache and you wouldn't feel good. So think about this like that, but instead of a tummy ache, you could potentially kill lots of grandparents.
Yes.
So dead grandma sweaters are the tummy ache of 2020.
Right. And you'll be okay, yeah, so I kill a bunch of grandparents. My stomach feels fine. But does it, though? I want you to think about that. Have you ever murdered someone? I'm not saying that I have or I haven't. That's not the point. The point is...
I'm saying callers call in and tell us if you've murdered someone. Right. That's what I'm saying.
But from what I've gathered watching all these murder shows, and I think, Megan, I think you'll probably agree with me on this, when you kill somebody, even just one person, you feel guilty and upset in your tummy emotionally.
Not a lot of these people on Dateline, I think, feel Well, the people on the murder shows we watch seem pretty cool with it.
You're right.
They seem A-okay.
Did you see the one? I'm sure you saw this. I forget the case, but I just saw it. It was a rerun where it was like the medical student, the guy, it was like some like 6'2" white guy killed this Asian girl. And she was like this petite little, like, and she was getting married that next week. He murdered her just out of fucking nowhere, his lab partner, and buried her body in the wall.
What an idiot.
I know. And when they asked him, like,
was that a bad reaction, by the way, instead of, oh, sad?
Yeah.
She's, what a fucking dum-dum.
Yeah. And he used his key card to unlock you have to use like a key card to get in. And they showed like she disappeared and then her key card stopped working.
Starped.
It stopped working.
That's when you start something really. You starp.
Right. Look, Megan skanks into buildings. I starp into buildings. We have different.
We have different styles. See, guys, we're not the same.
But yeah, so you're right. Maybe his tummy didn't hurt.
No, I think a lot of times, think of it this way. Okay, this is better. So maybe you kill someone and your tummy doesn't hurt. But you know when I bet your tummy will hurt? When you get caught.
Mm-hmm.
When you get in trub for a little bit of murder. So think about, like, your tummy might not hurt when you kill, like, some grandparents you don't know. But then you might kill your own grandparents, and then that would make you feel bad.
Yeah. And if you're, like, a triple sociopath or psychopath where you're like, you know what? I got in trub, and guess what? My tum-tum feels fine.
Fine.
My tum-tum feels fine. Guess when your tum will hurt? When you get convicted of the crime because you're so cocky that you're like, I'm going to represent myself in this case.
I'm smart.
Because every lawyer's like, you did this. So I'm really not sure what we're going to do. And he's like, I'll fucking do this myself.
You fucking assholes.
And then you get convicted and sent to jail. The food there is not very nice. So your tum will hurt then.
Yes. Your tum will hurt from weird prison ramen burritos.
Yes. And also,
which I think sound great.
Yeah. Possibly other inmates putting things down your throat that you don't want down your throat.
Down your top throat and your bottom throat.
Hello.
If we can start calling assholes bottom throats, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
I think it makes perfect sense because stuff goes down your bottom throat and it goes down your back throat.
Hello.
And sometimes they reverse. Sometimes stuff goes up your back throat. And
so yeah, I love it. Top throat, bottom throat.
Oh, Christ. Today's a good day. It's a good day.
It's good. It's sunny outside.
It's gorgeous here. It would be like a beautiful beach day. But, you know, what are you going to do?
But I guess I'll just fucking sit inside the house like a goddamn prisoner.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go fucking protest with weird fucking Auschwitz signs. Did you see that? Somebody had what was written on the gates of Auschwitz on a sign.
Stop it.
Like, work will set, I think it translates to, like, work will set you free. Like, that's what was on the fucking gates going into Auschwitz.
Okay. People need to calm the fuck down.
Dude, woo! Huntington Beach, stop being Huntington Beach. Oh, and that's been great, because fuck, everybody hates Huntington. If you grew up in Orange County, you hate Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
It's full of Nazi trash. It sucks. It's the worst. But other people didn't know. The amount of people that I've heard, like, defending, because it's just Orange County. Everyone's saying Orange County. The amount of people that Huntington Beach does not count. Huntington Beach is the Alabama of Orange County. I've heard Huntington Beach is the Florida of Orange County. Mm-hmm. Like, people are just like, please distance yourself from the rest of us. But San Clemente's fucking, there was protests down here too. A restaurant opened over the weekend.
Where?
In San Clemente.
Jesus, people. Like, for sit-down service? Yes,
packed. Oh, the cops shut him down, like, almost immediately. But no one wearing masks. I just, again, can just one massive outbreak happen? I don't wish for anyone to be sick. Wink, winky face. But, like, I fucking, just one massive outbreak at one of these protests. please.
Yeah.
Just to get these fucking cunts to be like, oh, like that fucking funeral in wherever, Alabama or wherever it was, where like 80% of the people that attended got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can that just happen with one of these protests?
Yeah. Well, and it might, but you won't know. We won't know for like 2 weeks because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So all those fucking people are going to go around. I watched Contagion the other night.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should watch that. I haven't seen it.
I'd never seen it. It's very fucking weird. I highly recommend it. Because it's not scary, but it's like, well, it's exactly what is happening now, just like a cunt hair worse than it actually is.
Oh, so what's happening now? So this is like a preview for like 2 months from now.
It's like, it's more deadly in the movie. There's like a 20% mortality rate or something.
Okay.
And it spreads fast, but like, it's literally entirely what's happening. All the words they're saying is like everything that we now say every day. It's the same thing. There's just more trash in San Francisco. That's kind of, there's just more trash on the streets. That's all that it is.
Wow.
It's fucking weird. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting to watch stuff like that. Even that documentary, Pandemic, was interesting to watch after the fact. Like, that was calming because you're like, okay, they're planning for this. But it is weird to be like, oh, this is, we're living in somebody's like sci-fi dystopian.
Yeah.
Imagine like what they're like.
Oh, for sure.
Well, it's not so crazy because a lot of these terms that they had, the fact that they use those terms in the show, and not to get all conspiracy there, because I don't know a lot of backstory on this, but it's the whole thing. It's, and I'm trying to not do too much research into this because what good will it do me other than to make me even more crazy? And I highly recommend that to a lot of our listeners because I know some of you also lean towards the simulation way. But I mean, they got like governments.
I like the simulation way.
Yeah, the simulation.
That's a great way to call it. Come on down to the simulation way.
The simulation way station, excuse me? I don't know. I guess we're all.
I don't know. I'm crazy. This is a simulation. Nothing I say has to make sense.
But the government's been running the like on 9/11 when they were running simulations of that, like the day that it happened, where they were like, we're running to see what would happen if there was an attack, and then attack happened and they were like, we don't know which the real planes or the fake ones. And we're like, that's weird. What a coincidence that you're running that drill on the same day. That's strange. But like this thing that's happening now, they've been running this stuff like for the past couple of years, like the same people, like running different simulations, like what would we do in this situation, in this.
No, that's in the movie. Like it's literally because the movie was based on like H1N1 and SARS. So that's all the shit. Like nothing's changed. Like all the social distancing, all this stuff. It's just we've never had to like do it.
Yeah.
But they've been fucking, it's all the same as it's been forever. It's just now this is like common shit that we're all saying every day. That we never had, like, if you didn't work for the CDC or the fucking World Health Organization, nobody knew what a fucking fomite was.
Right.
Like, and now everybody knows what that is. It's just, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy, and people are losing their fucking minds.
Yeah. That's, yeah, well, something, I don't know.
I got to experience that. I'm going to get a little deeper into it when we record the Patreon. Just to protect the innocent. Yeah, so I went to see my friend the other day. It was very safe. We were just going to sit outside and share a cocktail. Words are important. Not share a single cocktail. We were going to have cocktails in two separate cups. We were not going to share it.
Here's what we're going to do. Because I want to feel bonded. But look, I'm trying to cut my calories in half. Everyone knows if you share something, there are no calories and there's no alcohol. So what we're going to do, it took 3 hours. The first 2 hours were us just taping straws together. We're like, okay. So we have one giant.
With stop points.
Right. A giant, crazy, 6-foot crazy straw like they have in Vegas. Like a twisty.
Yes. It was like and we used like the bong I made in high school from the Knott's Berry Farm cup.
Yeah.
It was that. It was like a yard. Okay. So we were on a Patreon call which I abruptly left. And the reason I abruptly left is I was walking in and there was a woman there who looked very perturbed. And I didn't have my earbuds in. So I, because I was like, this will, hey, way to really draw attention to yourself. Just a bunch, just us all screaming at each other.
Yeah.
So I hung up and I was going to call back. I never got a chance to because, okay, this is how I was explaining it to Wendy. I think what's going on is people are losing their minds. People are getting really upset. Even the most, like, even-keeled among us. People are starting to get loopy. Even people that understand they need to stay inside, they understand all of this and are totally, I mean, not totally okay with it, but accepting of it. Even those people. There's also other people, and this is how I explain 20, like the people that constant, that always have a problem with their food at restaurants, that always have something to say to the checkout lady at Trader Joe's, that just people that always have, like, they need to just, like, ruin someone's day. Those people have no outlet right now. They have no outlet to treat other people terribly. So I walked in and she asked me what I was doing. And I was like, oh, I'm just here. I'm friends with whoever. How are you? I have my mask on. I have my mask on. Like, I'm not fucking, like, I see, I almost just got out my hand sanitizer when I started talking to her to just be like, look, see, and just start hand sanitizing. She goes, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, just came to say hi. And I immediately, like, it was immediate where I was like, fuck. Like, I was immediately like, this is going to be a problem. She went inside. I just went in the back. My friend came out. I was like, this weird thing just happened. She comes out with her phone, takes a picture of us.
No.
Oh, it was like a whole, like, it was, I ended up, we just left. We continued hanging out, but we just walked around the block and, like, sat on a wall.
Oh my God.
Oh no, she was like very, I'll get in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, it was like, I was like, oh, this is just like, and I totally get it, but like, I'm not coming into your, also, apparently, for my, that bitch gets fucking food delivered all the time. Like, everything. She's getting, like, delivery every day, multiple times a day. Like,
yeah,
Amazon packages, food, whatever. So I'm like, okay, so, like, it's not like you're not have, whatever. It was fucking wild. Where I was like, there's,
that's a, ugh.
But people, like, she, I, it's that, my friend who, you know, I think it was the way they went about it, but like, that was going to open his business and they send an email out saying, we're going to open and we're going to be really safe and this is everything we're doing. And I was like, all it takes is one person,
yep,
who's pissed off and is like, I'm going to, you know, do something about this. And that's what happened. Literally one person got it all shut down. So it's like, I don't, you know, I totally understand where it's like to each their own. And I know some people would think, you know, me going and seeing people with masks on in front and backyards or at a park is bad. And that's fine. But like, I feel safe and I know who I'm seeing as being safe.
Right.
So again, it's like to each, like, I didn't bum rush into that woman's apartment coughing.
Right.
But yeah, like the self-policing aspect, I think, is both good and bad. Like, a lot of people shouldn't be cops because they're bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as like self-policing, it's one thing if you saw like a big party like that, if someone's having like a huge party at their house, but if it's like two people, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
If there's like 40 people in a backyard having a barbecue, then maybe, yeah, you should be like, I should do something about this.
Yeah. It feels like that is a creepy fucking experience to where you want, and someone's like, who the fuck are you? Why are you here? And you're like, you know, you're safe. It doesn't, I know we joke about like, oh, it's like the, like a Nazi type of a thing. We like whatever, but like it really, it's, if you feel, it feels like there's this faction of society that like I imagine what it would be like when Nazi Germany, like when that started, where people were just like, well, fucking snitch. If Jewish people own this, we're going to tell, and you're associating with them. And it's like in China and communist China, if you're against the government or you're fucking around or you're not whatever, like people are so afraid of the government. And that's my old roommate. It's like, she can't even really, her mom can't even talk to her friends about things because like, they're so afraid of getting harassed by the government that if they know someone that's a little bit like not even doing anything bad, but someone that's not just constantly have a hard on for communism and for China and is just constantly just, then they'll tell, then they will like report them. Like, because it's a thing of like, well, if I report you, then I show that, then I'm not going to get in trouble. It's this weird like tattletale. It's very creepy. And it's like yesterday when I was in line for the store, I told people on Patreon here, there's this woman, it's a different lady that along the East River little walking path. She's like, she's not even that old. She's probably like in her 50s or 60s. And she wears a mask and she walks around. And if she sees someone without a mask or gloves on, I watched this. I've seen her now only like two or three times. But first I thought she was like yelling at someone or like something. But then I noticed I got closer. Anytime she passed someone that was not wearing a mask, she would lunge towards them, cough and say, wear a mask.
I love this woman.
Which is crazy. And yesterday, while I was in line for the health food store, which, hey, here's a hot tip. If you're in line for something and there is someone in a hospital outfit, let them go in front of you. The line was just really long and people were taking their sweet ass time in the store. And this woman started to freak out. I turn and she's in like a nurse's. She's in scrubs and she's like, I got to get to work. I'm like, oh my God, go in front of us. Like, and if you are going to work and you're essential, be like, I need to get in the front of the line. Cause the rest of us literally have nothing to do.
Yeah. We have all day to wait.
Yeah. I was doing lunges. I was out there for 20 minutes waiting in line. I was just like, I guess I'll just work out while I'm here. So I was just doing lunges.
Take a quick nap.
Yeah. But this woman who lives on my block, and she's one of these people, like you said, that always has something. She's always outside, not anymore, but she used to always just be outside. And she's like, try to bump cigarettes for me. And she's like always on a, every time I've talked to her with this.
Is it the older lady?
Huh?
Is she older?
She is. She's really skinny. And she,
I think we've come in contact with this woman.
I'm sure we have either together and you probably did alone. Cause she's always out, like almost every time, except for now, like I would always see her out. And within a couple minutes of the first time I ever talked to her, I think within like the first 3 minutes, she told me, she's like, I've been drinking wine all day and I'm on so much Vicodin and I can't even see right now. So,
oh, she's fun.
Yeah. So, and she cannot weigh more than 80 pounds. She's tiny, frail, but always just kind of like, can I get a cigarette? I'm like, I guess. So she's a party. So already she's already unstable.
Fun lady.
Yeah.
Fun lady alert. Watch out.
Yeah.
No, literally, watch out. She cannot see right now. She's so fucked up. She cannot see where she's going.
So yesterday we're in line and she's got a mask on and we're all spaced like 6 feet apart. And she just, but I know that she's in a blackout of, she's in, either on her way into or out of, or a blackout always. And so it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. She just wanders past a bunch of people standing in line and gets right up, saddles up right behind the first person in line waiting by the door. And everyone's like, no one started yelling. Cause again, it was like you said, it's early in the day. Once it hits like later in the day, people are fed up with it. So we're all like, okay. So no one really, and so we're like, oh, excuse me, the line's back there. And the girl behind me said that to her. She was on the phone. She's holding a kid. She had a mask on. The mask was down because she's making a phone call. So she then takes it. She goes, hold on. And she puts the phone in. She goes, oh, the line is back here, which you would have to take your mask off also to project your voice across 15 feet or wherever. This old lady and the young girl behind me, she was, I think, like, and what's interesting is I noticed too, and it's like, I'm not trying, this is not a microaggression that I'm naming, that I'm like saying what her race was. It's because there really is, you can feel fucking racial tensions, which is, seems wild because it's a virus. Yeah. Chick behind me, I think she's like my best, like she's Puerto Rican, she was like light skinned Puerto Rican. But and this woman is an older white lady. Not that I had to fucking tell anybody that. Of every single person, there were two other people in the line not wearing masks. But the chick was like, hey, and she wasn't bitchy about it. She was super friendly. I was there. She wasn't like, hey, get to the back of the fucking line, old lady. She's like, oh, the line's back there. And she looks and she goes, and so this old woman walks up to each person up close, close to her face. She goes, I'm sorry, I didn't see the line. We're like, back up.
Yeah, no worries. Get away.
Yep. We're like, it's fine. Fine. And she stares down this chick that told her where the back of the line was. And so now this woman's on the phone. She's on like a work call. She got her kid with her. So she's on a work call. And this old woman walks up to her and looks right at her. And she goes, I don't care if you're on the phone. Put on your fucking mask. Like in her face. Like Brie. How is this not racist? You can feel people using any excuse to just be shitty. It was so uncomfortable. I was like, this does not feel good. I do not like this. We're lined up outside of a store. First of all, that's already creepy. Like we're lined up to go in and get our rations.
Yeah.
And then we've got some old woman on a bunch of Vicodin yelling at the one person with brown skin. And I was like, this is so gross.
Ugh.
It's so gross.
Ugh. Yeah, this is what always happens. Just what with the fucking racism thing in, you know, the Chinese virus and all this shit. It's just, it's so much easier to blame people that don't look like you. That's how Nazi Germany worked. You know, the reason everything that happened was because they just were like, the economy's bad because of the Jews. We lost World War I because of the Jews. Like, this is all, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's these other people's fault. Like, because it's hard. It's like with the coronavirus, where Trump wants to make it the Chinese virus, and it was released from a lab in Wuhan. Like, what are you talking? Like, it's because you can't beat up a virus,
right?
You can't like start a war. You can't bomb a virus. You can't like yell racial slurs at a virus.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, so they want to make it where it's like, oh, we just need a scapegoat. We need a physical being that we could be like, get him.
Right.
Like, that's fucking what it is. And it's insanity. It's insanity.
Yeah. And the other thing too, and we all learned this from reading every self-help book, and especially the one that we read on the Patreon, Stop Doing That Shit. This is here, right here. This is the same thing. It's like people want to argue about how it started. Guess what? At this point, it does not matter.
Who gives a shit?
Even if that was the case. It's like anything where we look back at our lives and where we are now and we go, shit, well, if I would have done this and this and this differently, it's like, okay, well, guess what? Obsessing over the stuff that you can't change, it's not going to help. Let's look at what's the situation now and what do we go from here? So, okay, so we made mistakes in the past and there were fuck ups. Okay, great. But so now let's not keep fucking up. Now let's move forward. So it's like, even if, imagine an episode of X-Men where there's an evil doctor in a laboratory in Wuhan, even if that happened.
X-Men or X-Files?
Both. The X-Men files.
Just at X anything.
The Malcolm X-Men files. This is the show.
Oh.
That would be good.
Now that Hollywood, are you listening?
Everything's got to be animated anyway.
Yeah.
So
they can easily do this.
Yeah. Prostitutes. I think now is the time really to start doing all
now
of our
things.
Now
is the time. All animated.
Yep. Everything's going to be animated anyway. So yeah, do it. Malcolm X. So that's, he's hot. So that's, we got to have a hot leading man. He has wings at some point. And right. Because if he's an ex.
Definitely.
Yeah. Malcolm X man.
I'm thinking like a Mothman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of deal. What the fuck? What just happened?
No idea.
It's never done that before.
No, it just dropped. Oh, that's weird.
Guys, fucking, we got technology coming out our ears over here.
Yeah, oh, that's really weird. Once we started talking about how...
About the Mothman and the Malcolm X-Men files?
Yeah, once we start
Very interesting. Government.
Yeah.
Really leaning hard into the N. Yeah. Government.
It's weird. Once we start... talking about that, again, stream of consciousness, all jokes come from truth. So this, I don't know if it's a joke, but it's a film idea. And we don't, you know, we think of this stuff, but we're like conduits for the universe. So maybe this is...
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, boy, are we.
Looks like we maybe stumbled upon a little bit of something called the truth, huh? Govy Gov?
Tum Tum, Fine Fine, Govy Gov.
We are going to be...
I don't know if you guys have noticed, every episode has a theme. This week's theme is doublespeak.
Yeah, we are going to be in Trub Trub from the Govy Gov.
Oh, disgusting. Disgusting.
Like, yeah, but even if that was the case, even if that's how it happened, even if someone could come up right now and go, oh, yeah, no, that was me. My bad. I fucked up. I started that as like, it was kind of a joke. I was doing a thing for helping my kid with a school project, and I accidentally made a crazy virus that escaped. Even if that were the case, it's not like he's a serial killer. So
we were working on shadow boxes. What fucking school project?
I don't know. I was given two cleaning products by my old landlord in Astoria, and they're like, yeah, just throw these in the tub to clear it out. And two cleaning products mixed together
made an ammonia bomb.
Yeah, there goes a truck. Oh, yeah, made a chlorine cloud. So I imagine there are lots of things you could accidentally mix together and make something deadly.
That's a fair point.
When I made a bomb in my apartment. Yeah, even if that was the case, even if we were to be like, okay, this is the guy that started it, it's not a serial killer, so it's not like, okay, we put him in jail or we kill him and then the virus goes away. So everybody needs...
Yes, true.
So get the fuck over it. Who cares how it got here? It's here. Don't be cunty about it. And why are you holding up Auschwitz signs? It's
not the same. Isn't that insane?
The fact that
That's insane.
Yeah, the fact that I had to stand and sip some of my orange juice in the sunshine versus sit on a bench... It's not like, this is just the Holocaust.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like the Holocaust. You mean to tell me I can't go to TJ Maxx?
You know, people are already saying, that's what people are trying to say.
Yeah.
You put a bunch of fucking dumb white cunts in their house. They have to do yoga in their house instead of at a yoga studio for a month. And all of a sudden, this is the greatest fucking... problem that humanity has ever faced. No one's ever been oppressed like they have. It's like, bitch, it's fucking the days. We can count it in days. Calm down.
Yeah.
But all these people are just like, I mean, now I understand the plight of all people of color.
Yeah.
This must have been what slavery felt like. Just like, what the fuck?
I know.
What? I mean, I feel like I feel like I'm in a concentration camp right now. No, you're not.
Like, yeah, this feels like jail.
What is happening?
This feels like prison.
I mean, imprisoned in my own home. Are you? Because you have like Hulu and HBO and and you can order pizza and Thai food,
right?
Like, calm the fuck down.
It's not. And here's the other thing too. People are like, well, but yeah. Oh, I went outside without a mask, and people looked at me, and so now I understand. Like, I've seen that a couple people like putting that on there. So it was like, now I understand. Like, as a white person, I never understood, but now like I know what it feels like to be a person of color. Like, because I walked out without a mask,
yes,
and the way I get looked at.
And
it's like, okay, so first of all, not even close to the same thing.
Not even a little bit close. In fact, clearly you are so much further from understanding what that is, because you had that original thought and then opened your fucking mouth and said it out loud. So that's how unaware and out of touch you are.
It's crazy. Like, do you hear, and like, and I hear people like walking through the park on the phone and like when it's packed, and I really try to like, cause I want to go outside up. It's like, we're all, and exercise. Here's the thing. Here's what's annoying is like, it's not like you have to sit in your house and just stare at the window and tap out the window. You want to be there most of the time. If you're going to if you go for a walk or you go to the store and do things, those are solitary activities. And I know that it seems like it sucks, cause maybe you live with four people in your house and you all want to go out and take a walk together. But the problem is, then they all walk side by side, take up the fucking sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a one-person activity. Like, specifically so that people... It's so, like, I don't understand. And then you see families walking around the park, and I hear them, like, having picnics. You can hear them because they're not wearing masks. It's like people having white claws laying out when it was really nice the other day. And they're like, God, I know. People just give you, like, stare at you. You're not wearing a mask. Like, we're assholes. It's like, God, I feel so I heard some girl drinking a white claw with no mask in a bikini with her friends on a thing. She's like, I just feel like persecuted. I just feel like I'm being persecuted. It's like, I choose to not wear a mask. I don't have it. Some chick drunk on black raspberry flavored turpentine out of a slim can. yelling about being persecuted while she's laying out on the Upper East Side with all her other rich friends.
Again,
it's fucking wild.
All you have to do is stay inside, and this isn't forever. It's the peep. It's just fucking white, cunty, normally men, but there's plenty of cunty white women. They're just like, they fucking, anyone else, there's, you know, racism isn't a thing. Police don't, you know, murder black men. That's a myth. Abortion, women shouldn't have a right to choose what to do with their own bodies. All these, they have no problem telling other people what to do. And the second it's like, hey, could you not go to the VFW and get drunk for like a couple of weeks? Because like a bunch of people are getting sick and it's, we're just trying to get a handle on it. Don't you have, you fucking telling me what to do?
Yeah.
This is an outrage. How dare, this is, how dare you?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
That's one of my favorite things are the signs there. And they're supposed to, this picture is posted all over the place. It was at a Trump 2020 rally. And it's a woman had a bandana around her neck, but like not around her face. And it said, my body, my choice, with a face mask and a circle line through. And it's like, okay, my brain, like, this is so, I like fucked up on. So like, do you, like the chick, I was like, there's either she's, and she's probably that she's an idiot.
They think they're being very clever. They think that that's like, they're like, all the fucking liberal elite, let's flip it on them. It's like, okay, me having an abortion literally cannot get anyone else sick.
Correct.
That can literally not do that. All me having an abortion doesn't mean that every two people I come into contact with also are now have an abortion.
Right.
That's not how this works. That's not how it works.
It's not like, well, it depends, you know, because I mean, they might have immediate abortions and miscarriages, or it could be later where there's just like a couple of birth defects, or maybe it's a preemie. It just really depends
exactly
on how close you are. That's, and that's the thing. And
nine toes.
What's fucking, well, that's cool. Now that, and that's the origin story of Malcolm X-Men Files.
Yes.
It was when abortions were contagious through breath.
Yes. With Vec, oh God, the great, that, when was that? Like 1954?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a rough year. You want to, 2020 is bad.
Hello.
Abortions just being fucking passed through breathing. Ugh.
It's like that, yeah. And then it was in the '80s. The same. Then I think the '80s. That's what happened with homosexuality, right? If you touched a gay person.
Well, it started in the '80s, but yeah. We're still dealing with the fallout.
I know. If you make eye contact with a homosexual person for longer than 5 seconds. Oops.
Oh, it's yeah. We talk to the five G's.
That's why they have to have
at the
like
center of the earth.
The dyed blonde hair and the bright blue eyes. That's why the 5Gs have to be Aryan looking, only because those crystal blue eyes, they just hypnotize you.
They do. It's, you fall right in. It's like a glacier, baby.
Sharp and cold.
Oh, it's like a shark.
Yeah.
Like a sexy, fuckable shark. Which I guess is redundant because I said shark and everybody, who doesn't want to fuck a shark?
I mean, they're slimy, but hard.
Ugh. Rough skin.
Ugh.
You can only rub them one way. If you rub them the other way, watch out.
You make sure you insert that shark the correct way when you're going up your bottom throat because...
Oh, that baby coming out? You think cat dicks are rough.
I love also, a shark.
Do people still eat sharks?
I think so.
I remember like shark being on menus a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, when I was, and maybe they don't know. Yeah, I had the same when I was a kid because when we were in East LA.
Callers call in.
Yeah, college call and let us know. In East LA, there was a place where we went and got our meat when we lived there. This is when we were really little, but I remember we used to get shark meat because it was really cheap.
Yeah, and good.
And we would get it, and I remember this is the grossest thing in the world, is we would get shark meat, and that was like our treat. It was essentially food that was not out of a box. You know what I mean? It wasn't like macaroni and cheese.
Also, that was our treat. We didn't cook it. We got, me and my brother played with the shark meat.
Yeah. But I remember, and the thought of this now makes me sick, but like we would sear it, and because we were little kids, we put ketchup on it. But I remember that was our, that was like a big, where it was like, okay, we're not eating either. It was either like fried potatoes or mac and cheese and like hot dogs wrapped in corn tortillas, deep fried. Those are actually pretty good.
That hollow.
They're called crunchy dogs. And then you could also, that they're actually fucking great. Hot dog, slice it down the middle. And then like the fancy version was with onions and cheddar cheese in the middle of the hot dog. Wrap that in a corn tortilla, toothpick, and deep fryer.
That sounds amazing.
That's a white trash delicacy, and it's fucking great. Crunchy dogs.
It's no tuna and jalapenos, but... Also, I just Googled shark meat.
Yeah.
And this is fucking... Guys, sit down, because Wikipedia is about to drop some serious knowledge on you. Shark meat is a seafood consisting of the flesh of sharks. Okay, Wikipedia, calm down. Fuck off.
Like, now put shark meat into Urban Dictionary.
You float too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Because that's going to be when a bitch is on her period or something crazy like that.
It's fucking when her pussy meat's got blood on it.
Yeah.
Urban. If it, there isn't one, we're going to fucking.
We're going to put it in there.
We're going to make one. Pussy shark, shower shark, whale shark, shark head. No shark meat.
What is a shower
Interesting.
Shark?
Oh, it's like a prison thing.
Oh.
A dominant homosexual convict man.
Convict man?
Oh. A dominant homosexual convict man that preys on a weaker man that may or may not be gay in the men's shower of any lockup situation, usually in the penitentiary where he has been confined for any length of time. Okay.
That was very
shower
specific.
Shark.
That sounds like that was written by a shower shark himself. Like, that was,
wait, this one's better.
That was the most polite way to describe a shower rapist. Like, look, he's a convict man after being in the penitentiary for a certain amount of time. Just like very casual.
Wait, this one's better. Shower shark, a bathroom tweaker who only smokes their glass dick when they are claiming to be in the shower. That way the dope smoke can be disguised with the steam from the shower and they don't have to share because as far as anyone knows, all they did was really take a shower. Dot, dot, dot. What the fuck?
Okay.
And then, wait, and then there's, because, you know, use it in a sentence. It's easier to understand if
you use
it in a sentence. My man is acting like a shower shark because he doesn't want to share the pipe and keeps insisting that he isn't even lit when I know he was smoking in the shower.
What? How often?
Oh, I haven't been to Urban Dictionary. Tyler, I hope you're listening.
How often is that happening? Is that such a common occurrence? That
yes. Obviously, Wendy.
First of all, if you're going to, that's the only, I think that's the benefit. If you're going to be with someone and you guys are both drug addicts, that's like the main thing that you do together. So if you're living with someone, and especially during the quarantine, and I feel like I'm not far off base when I take a stab in the dark and say, some people that listen to the show may or may not have shower shark tendencies. Share. Stop doing that. That's the main thing you have in common a lot of times if you're in a relationship where you're smoking a crack pipe. That's kind of the thing that you do.
This is, I forgot how fucking sweet Urban Dictionary is. I really did. This has just changed my life. Whale shark. The expression on someone's face when yawning, which resembles a whale shark. Did a fifth grader write that one? Fuck you.
Yeah, that's like whale shark. I feel like if it was, the next one's going to be like whale shark, why don't you look in the mirror, you stupid bitch? Okay, Urban Dictionary. Like, this is,
yeah, exactly.
They're kids, right?
Your fucking stupid cunt face.
It's like whale shark, definition, your mom. Okay, and moving on to...
Oh, here we go. Shark's fin. Okay, this will be the last one, guys. But I can't wait for this episode to be over because, boy, do I know how I'm spending my Cinco de Mayo. Shark's fin. Noun.
Okay.
Most ultimate of all aquatic curse words. To regarded with great reverence. Oft regarded as the vivacious cunt, exclamation point. Bloody motherfucker, exclamation point. Or you incontinent nimcompoop of the seas. Marine origin, used sparingly and with caution around large bodies of water. Was that a prompt for someone in a who English is not their first language?
Yeah. Or like that almost that sounded like it was from somewhere in the UK, but not London, like somewhere high up.
Wendy also raised her arm.
This
yeah, somewhere up here.
I know there are cities up higher, here. More up above than London.
Whoa, someone's smart.
Hello.
Well, that I know there's cities higher up than London.
Well, that what? Red, like, yeah, I know. Like that. I know you think I'm just constantly talking out of my bottom throat, but sometimes,
sometimes I fucking know what I'm saying.
And there are cities higher than London. So, thank you.
Oh, God.
No, last night, actually, I was, well, this is, last night I had a FaceTime party with two friends that live in that area, and but one is from, I think, what's it, Geordie, maybe?
Oh, Newcastle?
Yeah. Yeah, he's Geordie, but now, and so we're talking, and he was, but some of what he was saying, I had to, it was like, okay, huh, say it again, say it again, say it again. And then he was doing all the different accents. It was very fun. Well, what was the most fun is that my friends that I was talking to on FaceTime, well, it was fun. It's fun, you know, buddies. They're like, I was like, it's fun to like FaceTime with one other person, but then when they're more, when it's like, oh, I'm watching two people interact, I kept being like, sit closer to each other. Do it. Touch. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Rub each other's bodies.
Yeah. It was extra fun because not only was I trying to decipher the accent or like the words in between, like then I was like, slow down. They're 5 hours ahead of me and they had been drinking and I had not. And so I was like, hey, and they're just like, blah, 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 it's so good to see you. And I'm like, I fucking.
You're like, give me 5 minutes. I got to go fucking funnel a bunch of booze down my throat. Yeah, so I can actually have a conversation with you.
Yeah. I was like, I got to pour a drink for this. And, yeah, it was just, it was, well, this is what we were talking about before. And I'm not judging anybody. But so drinking and then hanging out. And then there's so many different drugs in the world that you can choose to take during this interesting time.
True.
I don't know why you would take an upper.
Dude, this is, we've talked about this. I know other people who have been doing cocaine during this time off. I don't understand why, like, just the worst idea.
Yeah.
Just clean your apartment for the fourth time in the day. I don't understand why. Like, this is a situation where, like, I would love to, I said this when I first broke my heart, I was like, God, I just love some heroin right now. Because yes. Then I could just sleep, just be passed out. Don't do heroin. Nobody do drugs. But we are currently living in the simulation we are currently in. It does not make any sense to do a fun go out party drug to me.
No, because guess what? You're not doing going out or having fun. None of those things.
Neither
happening.
Of those things. You can't. You're not allowed.
Yeah, it's a weird like, and I understand where part of your brain goes like, oh, but then this will make me feel like it's like okay. But then in both of my friends, I talked to them this morning and they're just like, we feel like fucking shit. I'm like, yeah.
Doy.
What do you think is going to happen?
I've been hungover like twice. One, I was proper hungover once. And then I was like, another day, I was like, I don't feel great this whole time. Because I'm like, I don't want to. Yeah, this sucks. And it's like, in theory, like, oh, well, what else do you have to do? You can just be hungover and feel like shit all day. But that seems like a nightmare to me right now. Like already being stuck in your house and then feeling like shit all day stuck in your house.
Yep.
Would just be worse.
You know, it's starting to get nice. So it'd be different if it was like you're in a place where it's cold and it's snowy and it's rainy. Then you're like, well, I guess that's all I'm going to do. But the other thing too is like, and this is what I've been in the last couple of days. And that's why last night I was like so excited to go to sleep early that I woke up. But like,
yep,
I had this thing where, and I think everybody kind of thought this, and I know you've talked about this, where like, you're like, okay, I have to figure out like to go back to St. Louis. And then like, what are you doing now? Because it was like this month, the first month, like I think for a lot of people, it felt like this extended vacation where it sucked, but we're all kind of like, this is pretty sweet. I don't have to do anything. You can just lay around and fuck around and just like chill. But now it's a pretty apparent that it's like, okay, this is how things are going to be for a while. So we have to get our shit together and be productive and do the shit that we're going to, but we have to figure out a way to do it and not lose our minds. And like, so it's this thing of like, where it's like, okay, so you can't just lay in bed and be hungover all day because you have to like do stuff. And like,
yeah,
even to stay up all night. Like, and I know they're funny and there you do jokes and stuff like that. But even for me, I'm like, I make myself get in bed before midnight, ideally before 10 o'clock every night, just to wake up early, just to be like, you have to start like, because like figuring something out, a way to do something and like what, and it's a weird too. It's a weird time because it feels like it's this weird free space where we can kind of like, I was thinking about this the other day, we kind of restart like what you're doing in your life. It's everything's on pause. And so you're like, okay, well, wait a minute. If everything's shut down, I can pick a different job. I can pick a, you know, I can do whatever. I can move. I can like, it's a really interesting time where it's like, okay, wait a minute. So even with stand up, like, because it's starting over from nothing. So a lot of people, even with me, with like, we always talk about writing and doing stuff. I've been shooting stuff and editing it together and I was nervous to do it, but I'm like, now is the perfect time. If you're not going to do it now, you're not going to do it because now is everything shut down. So it's like everyone can just do whatever the fuck they want. And, you know, it's just a really interesting, it's just an interesting time to think of it like that, where it's like, oh, wait a minute. So we're not all stuck doing our same normal routine. So we can kind of be like, okay, what's the thing you wanted to do? So try it, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's like, that's, you know, people can do that. You can also, if you're very anxious and stressed and depressed, you can, you don't have to put more pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that went into this being like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds and haven't, and now are really mad at themselves. So don't be mad at yourself if things got a little weird and you are having a hard time coping with the current situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing is like, I have a day, like I was, yesterday was a good day. Today I feel good. And then just my pattern. So I'm going to try to get as much work done as I can today, because then my pattern is that probably tomorrow and then for the next 2 days, I'll be so depressed that I just lay and stare at the wall and cry all day. So
exactly. And that's been the other thing. I have days where I'm incredibly productive.
Yeah.
And I read a fucking shit ton and I get some writing done and I do laundry, you know, like where I get a, I do a bunch of stuff. And then there's other days where I do not want to get out of bed. I want to have a drink at like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Cause it's fucking like, it's weird. You have days where you're like, everything's okay. This is temporary. I'm in a good space. You know, like it. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, it really,
do
is.
You and, not, do you hear this?
What does that sound?
It's someone's lawnmower.
Nice.
So we'll probably have to finish recording pretty soon. Cause this house has zero insulation. No, but there's good days and bad days, and just like, don't fucking beat yourself up for the bad days. Like if you have a day that you're sad and you watch the news and you're like, this is never going to end, and you fucking get in your head about it, it's fine.
Yeah.
We've talked about this a million times.
I know.
Like, don't fucking hate yourself because you ate a cookie. And, but also don't be like, well, I had a cookie. I might as well have 50 cookies.
Right. It's all, dude, I like, I'll be like, the daytime is the key, but even I'll be doing stuff and I'm like, all right, I'm going to, and I'll have my list and I'm halfway through the day and I'll be getting stuff done. I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to shoot this for this sketch. And then I go to do it and I'll like start and my energy just drops. And then I have like all the stuff that I'm like, I have time to do it. And instead I just like fucking, I just freak out and I'm like, it's okay. Okay, fine. Just lay down. And when you feel like you want to do it, then do it. And if you don't want to do
it, luckily there's tomorrow.
Don't do it. Like, there's, yeah, it's a, it's an interesting balance. It's almost like where you try to catch, like you're catching a good wave. If, like you're just, not to use a fucking surfing analogy. Sorry if this is triggering for all the people that can't go to the beach. I don't mean to trigger you guys. But some, you know, you're just like out there and there aren't any waves. And you're like, I guess. And then you're like, oh, here's a good one. Okay, let me take this as far as I can. Okay, great. And now, and then you just sit.
Yeah.
And hope to not get fucking eaten by a shark. And then.
Yeah, this is the ocean is the, is the COVID-19 of our 2020.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really chill.
Yeah.
Like super chill. And then other times it's like fucking like totally flat and it blows dicks.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around and it's so fucked up it brings me down. I'm trying to from going insane, put my headphones in and I press like this brand new day with the pussy.